Michelle, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure.
You ready?
Hello. My name is Michael Walsh. I'm from Troy, New Hampshire. Mr. Ayers, I lived through your times. I was in Vietnam in 68, the Tet Offensive in the 101st Airborne Division. I came back. Wait. You got to hear the other side. I came back and I was at the moratorium in Boston Common. I heard Abby Hoffman speak. We marched down Mass Ave and took over Harvard Square. I had more tear gas that night than I ever had in my life. And you took an armed stance against the United States government. And I might not agree with it, but it took courage to do that. How do you still feel about the right to bear arms? Do I have a right to bear arms, or is it only the government that gets to have guns?
You're asking me about the Second Amendment, I assume? Yeah. I think that I think we've gone way too far, and that we need to find a way to take back some of the extreme kind of gun ownership that exists. It's not a question of I think we should disarm, and I think that means that we should absolutely allow serious background checks, to allow serious kind of limits on what people are sold. The idea that somehow everybody has a right to a machine gun and that's protected by the Second Amendment is pure folly, and it's ridiculous, and it's leading us in a very dangerous direction.
Mr. D'Souza, would you comment on that, please?